Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuation of etiquette of traveling. Everybody should regard it obligatory to obey the Amir and respect his decisions in all situations. This will create unity and will draw the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything should then be carried out through mutual consultation. Mutual consultation brings about the best possible course of action, and it contains tremendous goodness. Even if the decision is against a few people's desires, they should be broad-minded and accommodating, and they will see the wisdom in it shortly. The traveler should be seen off by his family members and relatives. One should meet relatives, pray for them, and request their du'as before leaving. It is also encouraged to entrust each other's welfare to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When undertaking an important journey, it should be preceded by Salatul Istikhara. This will ensure the success of the journey, inshallah. One should perform 2 or 4 rakats of nafil salah before departing. The hadith offers both options. It is better to commence a journey on Thursday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam adopted this practice regularly. It is better to commence in the early part of the day, as this time is blessed. It is appropriate to avoid commencing a journey on a Friday. If this cannot be avoided, it will be fine. However, Jumu'ah Salah should be performed if the time has set in and one has not departed as yet. If one is leaving in the afternoon, one should perform Zuhr Salah before that. When intending to leave the home, the du'as that are sunnah on this occasion should be also recited. When one ascends, takbir should be recited, and when going downwards, tasbih should be recited. When one stops at any place, one should perform 2 rakats of salah there as well, and read the du'as associated with that moment. Before resuming the journey, one should again perform 2 rakats of salah. One should not travel alone on foot at night. One should try to travel at night, as the earth folds up and distances are covered without much difficulty. When traveling with people, always inform them of your whereabouts if you intend going anywhere for a while. If one was traveling all night long and decides to camp a few hours before Fajr, then one should sleep in the sunnah posture prescribed for this moment. One should lie down on the right side, erect the right hand in such a manner that the elbow is on the ground and the palm in the air, and place one's hand on the palm. This is to ensure that Fajr Salah is not missed in the process. SubhanAllah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.